Hi, this is Don Chan from Singapore. From Asia to Europe and across the globe, you're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to show number 28 in the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm Jackie Ulmer, and I'm so happy to be spending this time here with you today. Just as a reminder, show notes can always be found over at jackieulmer.com/QA028. And today's question is a great one, aren't they all, though? I really want to work my network marketing business, but my kids are my priority. So what do I do? Today's show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. Is it really possible to build a successful network marketing business online, to have people come to you already sold on a business, already interested in network marketing? Yes, it is. I've done it, and you can too. In this Inner Circle coaching program, you'll learn how to get started and rock out a blog, how to use social media sites such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Google+, among others, to attract and sponsor people into your business. And you'll create a buzz on social media that will work for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all across the globe, forever. I've sponsored over 1,700 people personally using these concepts, and you can too. You can learn more over at socialmediabackstagepass.com. Okay, so again, today's question is, I really want to work my network marketing business, but my kids are my priority, so what do I do? Well, here's the answer. It may not be what you want to hear, anybody, but it's the truth. With all due respect, this is an excuse for something else that you're avoiding in working your business. Most often that's fear of actually doing the steps that it's going to take. I know that that was it for me. But I'm going to tell you, it's not a valid reason for not working a network marketing business. See, my kids were my why also, and my number one priority as well, and that is exactly why I worked my business. Oh, I know, like I said, I used them as an excuse way too often in the beginning. You know, I used to say, oh gosh, now's not a good time to make calls because the kids are running around and somebody might hear them in the background, and then it was, oh gosh, I should be making calls because they're napping, but gosh, look at the dishes and the laundry that need to be done. I could find an excuse always that somehow involved my children. But here's what happened for me, and hopefully I'm going to knock you over the head just like I was knocked over the head. One day, I met one of my mentors at an event that I had attended. It was an event that she was doing. It was a very small private training event for 30 people. I had traveled from Phoenix to New Orleans to attend this event, and just kind of serendipitously, I had the chance to have breakfast one-on-one with her all alone at the bed and breakfast place where we were staying. And as we sat there having breakfast, I was just in awe that I was able to sit with this lady and ask her questions and spend time with her. And I shared my challenges. You know, woe is me. I have these small children. My husband's an airline pilot and he's gone. And, you know, I'd really like to move along further in my business, but it's just so hard because my kids are my priority and blah, 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 blah. Well, she looked at me and laughed, basically. She laughed and said, Jackie, you're using your kids as an excuse. Stop it. Just stop using them as an excuse. And I kind of felt for a moment like somebody had slapped me in the face. I expected her to, you know, take my side and commiserate with me and all this other stuff. But then I remembered her story because, of course, she shared it with me again. She was a single mom of three small children under school age and had a six-figure divorce debt looming. She worked her business to support herself and her children and pay off that debt. So here are some things that she reminded me of, and now I'm going to share with you. First and foremost, work your business for your children. The benefit of that for both of you is just immeasurable. The entrepreneurial skills that you will teach them and the goal setting and the positive reinforcement from self-development and all that goes into our network marketing business will pay off for you and for them for years and years and years. And I can attest to that because my daughter Lexi loves listening to personal development. She believes in herself. She sets goals and all of that. My son, same way, very positive individuals, and they definitely have benefited from all that exposure and the experience of that. Then she also reminded me that you want to work your business for yourself so that you have something later. And that's been so true too. This last year has been my first year as an empty nester. And you know what? I haven't missed a beat because I've had my business to keep me going. I'm excited about it. It's growing. It's producing beautifully. And I love what I do. And I'm so glad that I took that advice, that I had something to fall back on once my children were gone and out of the house. So I wasn't sitting there thinking, gosh, now what do I do? Do I try to get a job, go back to work? What do I do with myself and my time? Get your children involved, no matter what age they are. Now, obviously, that's not entirely true. If they're little babies, it's hard to get them involved. But from a very young age, they can get involved helping with little things. If you have product that you deliver or products that you put stickers on, catalogs, brochures, CDs, DVDs that you hand out, packets that you put together, any of that kind of stuff in your business, your kids can help with that. You have to let go of a little bit of perfectionism if that is a tendency that you have, but get them involved because they love taking part in all that kind of stuff. Dream build with them, set goals with them, and share what you're working toward. Teach them those entrepreneurial skills. Let them hear you on the phone talking to people. Let them hear your business style. Let them see where you're very easily able to go back and forth between stay-home mom or stay-home dad and work-at-home mom, work-at-home dad. That's so very important. Then once they become age appropriate, take them with you to events. It's easier typically if you take them one at a time, if you have more than one child, but take them with you. Make it all about them, but all about the business too. Get them involved. You know, make sure that as they're younger, they have activities during convention times and stuff like that to keep them busy, but let them see the excitement and the positive environment of people. Surround them with that so that they can later see in life that that's kind of, you know, the journey that they want to pursue to in order to absolutely love what it is that they do. Make your business truly a family business. Use a calendar. I'm a huge advocate of the calendar. If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't get done is what I say. But use a calendar so you can share with them when you're going to be doing what activities and include the fun activities that you do as a family that you do with them and include those times when you need to be working your business. Put their time first during the day, if at all possible. Occasionally that'll change. You may have a morning breakfast meeting or something that you have to do, a conference call. That's okay. But for the most part, make their time first during the day and then communicate to them that you've done this, but now this time you need for your business time. And schedule that business time at age-appropriate times. You know, if they're really small, maybe 15 minutes to make a quick phone call or 30 minutes is going to be the max. You can't leave them for hours at a time, but do what you can do. And then share what has to be done before you can do other things. So maybe have a morning event with them and an afternoon event with them, but let them know that before the afternoon event, you have to get XYZ done, and you have to get that done in order to be able to do the afternoon event. I promise you, you'll feel better about yourself, you'll feel better about your business, and you'll feel better about life in general. My kids, I can tell you today, only remember the good about my business. We've laughed and chatted before about, you know, the few times when they felt like I was on the phone for too long or wasn't listening to them or on the computer too much and all that kind of thing. But you know what? They don't remember that. My daughter will laugh and tell you, you know, about writing on a piece of paper, "Mom, I'm going to go do this," or "Mom, I need to go do that," and holding it up to me as I was on conference calls and phone calls and things like that. We laugh about all of that now, but I promise you, they are extremely grateful that I worked my business and used them as a priority instead of an excuse. Remember this, you can do it, but you have to want to do it. Now I want to share a quick clip with you with Jasmine Flores, who I interviewed at the recent Association of Network Marketing Professionals event in Dallas, Texas. She's a stay-home mom. She's working her business with her children, and I just want to give you a second piece of insight as to how you can do this too.
My name is Jasmine Flores. I'm from New York City, and I had been looking for a way to make money while staying at home with my babies because I had stopped working after my second because I had them back-to-back. Not planning to go back to work at all, but still wanting to contribute to the family income, needing an outlet rather than just, you know, changing diapers all the time. So anyways, I saw the company info and I thought, I talked to my husband, and I said, well, this looks like it could be something. And then we actually made a huge cross-country move from New York down to Florida with a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a 6-week-old. So all of that kind of backed me up last year. And now that the dust is kind of settling, and I said, well, now I'm going to do it, because actually my husband's stuck working in New York while I'm in Florida with the kids. And I said, well, I can't, that's not acceptable to me. So now, and I know I'm not going back to my old job, so I said, well, that's it. This is my why. I want my family together. I don't want my husband working three jobs. And anyway, what he makes isn't enough for us to be able to make ends meet to begin with. So I can do this, because the sky's the limit on what I can make and how many people I can help.
So there you go, another strong why. A mom with three very, very small, tiny children, and she's making it happen. She has a big driving why to get her family back together, to be there with her children, and help relieve the stress of her husband. So again, it's Jackie Almer. Thanks so much for listening in. You can find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA028. And I just want to encourage you to let your children be your reason and don't allow them to be an excuse. You'll never regret it if you'll just do that. So good luck in your business, and I hope to meet you at an event sometime soon. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.